Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel, according to John. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was laying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please be seated. We come to All Saints Day this year at a hard time for our community, having experienced death after death after death. Now I've read this text, or rather the text that comes before our reading from John 11 today, more times recently than I think any of us would like. And here we have a conversation with Jesus and Mary concerning her brother Lazarus. But before the conversation with Mary, Jesus speaks with Mary and Lazarus's sister, Martha. In this conversation and in her grief, Martha says to Jesus, "If you had only been here, then my brother would not have died." Jesus assures her that her brother will rise again. And it's in this promise that we find our hope in eternal life upon the cross that tells us that though we die, we will be raised again in the grace and mercy of God through Jesus Christ. And he goes on, "Everyone who believes in me will never die." Our bodies may fade away, but what makes us who we are does not truly die, for we have found life in our baptismal promises. We have found life in he who promises to be with us even when we cry out in pain and grief and say, "My God, why have you forsaken me? Where are you?" Even when God seems far away, we are reminded of a God who is always with us. Now, after this conversation with Martha, she goes to collect her sister Mary to tell her that Jesus is looking for you. Now, when Mary arrives, she throws herself at the feet of Jesus and says the same thing as Martha, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus, though, does not respond in the same exact way, whether moved by compassion, grace, mercy, or whatever. Jesus sees that it is not enough to simply tell them what is going to happen, but show them and prove that he is the Son of God who has been sent by God before. So they head to the tomb of Lazarus. where he had been laid 4 days prior. So a little bit of Jewish history surrounding death that helps us understand Jesus' death as well. It is believed in tradition that when a person dies, the soul remains for 3 days before moving on. And it's part of why they spend so much time and energy in preparing and respecting the bodies of loved ones. That, and because dead bodies tend to smell a little, which is why they use such strong fragrances like frankincense and myrrh. That makes all of this a little bit more miraculous. When Lazarus is raised from the dead, or when they head to the tomb, he's not just dead, but he is dead. And it is here that we get the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Jesus knows the pain of a loved one. Jesus knows what it means for those on earth to die despite knowing more than we do the promise of resurrection and eternal life. Jesus knows our pain because our pain is his pain as well. He celebrates with us when it's time for celebrating and weeps with us when it is time for weeping. We have a God who is highly relational because in Jesus Christ, God took on human form to walk among us, to know our joys, experience our struggles, and to feel our pain. And despite seeing firsthand the frailty of humankind, he goes to the cross that we may all have life and have it abundantly. And so, we receive righteousness that is not ours to begin with, but is Jesus Christ. We are clothed with grace and mercy of Christ. That is where Martin Luther calls us simultaneously saint and sinner, for we continue to be sinner within, and there's nothing we can do to change that. We don't deserve this grace in receiving the righteousness of Christ, but we get it anyway. And we are no longer seen by this sinfulness, but it's still there. We are viewed instead through the sainthood of Christ, thus making us at the same time this sinner and saint. And we recognize the sainthood or priesthood of all believers, even beyond death. And this is why we recognize all of those that we have lost, all of the saints in glory on this All Saints Sunday. Now there's a church down in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, that has this beautiful imagery of the idea of All Saints. So I want you to picture with me if you can. You walk into this sanctuary, right? And on the back wall, it's a wooden back wall with a cross that's hanging down in the middle, okay? On the left side of that cross, there's these Old Testament figures, Noah, Moses, etc. And on the right side of that cross, there's historic figures, Martin Luther and the like. And then similar to our sanctuary, they have an altar in the middle. And around that altar, they have a railing where people have come to kneel to take communion that goes about halfway around the altar. Now, if we picture that railing continues around the altar or the table where we come to feast on the Feast of Plenty, we imagine that with all the saints that have gone before us, we are communing with them in this beautiful imagery that gathers us all together. The saints on this side of the altar and the saints on that side of the altar. We have been gathered in grace. It is in your baptism in the Holy Spirit that you have been claimed as God's. There's nothing you can do that separates you from this love of God. You are God's, and the promise of eternal life where we will be gathered again is with you all and all the saints that have gone before us. And it is yours to hold on to in faith. And it's a promise for this life that tells us that God is with you through all of your highs and all of your lows, through all of your struggles and pains, because there is nothing in this life that you can go through that God does not already know. You are God's. From the time you are born, from the time you are welcomed back home at the end of all days, you are God's. From morning cry to the time you are old, you are God's. You are God's now and forever, through the death and resurrection, through the love and mercy, through the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.